Well, when you think back over the whole course of this thing, almost 2 years, and think back to really the fact that Obama was kind of a long shot in February of 2007 when he announced his candidacy, that was a point at which, if you'd asked 100 top pundits in Washington, D.C. who the Democratic nominee was going to be, I would think 91 or 92 of them would have said it was going to be Hillary Clinton, and that Obama was obviously a very talented guy who was laying the groundwork maybe for a future run, but was not going to be able to beat Clinton. And so here he is all this time later, having beaten Clinton and looking like, unless something really strange happens, he's going to be elected president.
On a day like today, Mike, do you get a sense of America united, or are the divisions all too apparent?
Yeah, it's a divided country, and it's going to remain a divided country. I'd like to be able to say otherwise, but even a smashing Obama victory would give him, say, 54% of the vote. That would be a large victory, 8% in the political climate that we have in the United States now. That's not exactly a huge mandate. Now, people are watching the Electoral College closely to see, it's expected that he'll go over 300 votes, to see how large that is. But it's certainly the case that this is a divided country. There will be a Democratic majority in Washington, it would appear. But the divisions in the country are real, and they're over serious things.
A John McCain victory would really be one of the biggest election upsets ever.
I think probably the biggest. I mean, I can't think of another. The one we always point to here in America is 1948, when the Republican Thomas Dewey seemed to be ahead of the incumbent Democrat Harry Truman. And Truman won, and there's the famous photograph of the newspaper headline, Dewey beats Truman, that was wrong, and that was an early edition of a Chicago newspaper that Truman held up, smiling like the Cheshire Cat. But back in those days, polling was very primitive compared to what we have now, and people didn't really know, we didn't have ways of predicting anything remotely like we have now. So today, with all the polls and all the signs pointing very strongly to an Obama victory, I would think this would be the biggest upset, since all that stuff began, since the television age.
Now, for people hoping to watch the election results unfold on television or at guardian.co.uk, for that matter, which are the states that they should be watching out for tonight?
Pennsylvania, Ohio, Virginia, Colorado. Basically, McCain would have to win all four of those, more or less, to win the election. Obama is ahead in Pennsylvania and seems likely to win in Pennsylvania. He seems likely to win in Virginia. He also seems likely to win in Colorado, though it's not out of the question that McCain might win. Ohio is probably a little bit more up for grabs. But I would say those are the main ones. And you might as well throw Florida in there as well, because Florida also is close, and it's a very large prize, 27 electoral votes. So those would be the main states to watch.
And at what time might we know the result?
Well, I'm going to talk in East Coast times here, since those are the times I know, and people will have to do the calculations. But polls begin to close at 7:30 or 8 o'clock East Coast time, and then 9 o'clock. In many cases, projections, not full results, but projections based on exit polls and preliminary results will come in very quickly. For example, New York State. The polls close at 9 o'clock. I'm sure they'll come on TV at 9:01 and say Barack Obama is projected to win New York State, because that's going to be a blowout. There will be a lot of states in that category in both directions. McCain's going to win, several states, southern states in particular, and plains states quite handily. So it'll probably be around 11 or midnight East Coast time would be my guess. When we might start to see meaningful results from places like the states I just mentioned.